This podcast will hopefully give you some tips for dealing with colleagues who are bullies. These are different than colleagues who are arrogant. That's a whole different program. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Tip number one, leave them out of your network. Don't contact them. Don't respond to them. If they are being bullies to you, then you don't want them in your life. And this is called setting boundaries. It's one of the hardest things and one of the hardest lessons I had to learn in my life. I will link to a great book by Henry Cloud. He has a series on boundaries books in all aspects of our lives. Tip number two, call them out on their behavior. I always think this is best done personally if possible, but if they've been a big bully, sometimes that can be hard to talk to them personally. I've sent a letter to colleagues that I've seen bully other colleagues. I'm going to be quite honest, this is unlikely to work to change their behavior, but it at least gives them the opportunity for reconciliation and moving forward with it. A lot of times, we don't know the past that someone has experienced that has caused them to be this way, but a lot of times it's something that has happened to them, or maybe they're going through a difficult time in their own life and this is the only way they know how to respond. It's always best to still love them if possible. Tip number three, this is gonna sound funny. Treat them like an enemy. Okay, I don't mean to be mean to them. Actually, one of the greatest leaders of all time said, if your enemy is hungry, give them something to eat. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. When you do this, it's like you're heaping burning coals upon their head. So treat them with kindness. Compliment them. Give them a hug. Email them a note of encouragement when they're doing something well. Sometimes this tip will be difficult to do depending on where you are at personally in life. I'm 51 years old, and so I find myself being able to love people more and realize that some of their current behavior has to do with things that have happened to them in the past. But if you're 22 and a brand new teacher and you're the one being bullied by the colleague, this can sometimes be a little bit harder to do. But try it. Try it and see what happens. Tip number four, this is also difficult to do because it seems to go against what we want to do, but if you've already done tips one, two, and three, you've talked to them personally, you've left them out of your network, you've tried to ignore them, then it might be time to report them to admin, especially if it's someone at your own school who's bullying you, and especially if you have a good relationship with your admin. Maybe you don't want to go directly to your admin, so maybe your department chair or a fellow teacher in the arts department could be someone that you go to, someone that you trust and respect. Sometimes this can even be something that you do, even if it's someone not at your school. You send an email to their admin to try to see if we can change their behavior. Ultimately, you want them to be reconciled and to move forward with greater behavior. Tip number five, if it comes down to this, you may need to try to contact somebody in one of your state music associations. In the show notes, you'll see the link to the Boundaries book. This is always a difficult subject to deal with, and I highly encourage you to read that book.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.